Well, here's something that not a lot of people are thinking about. Of all the jobs that will be replaced by AI and robotics, but especially AI first, that is agentic AI, of all the jobs, over 80% of those jobs will be jobs that are held by women. And that's because women have more desk jobs than men across the population. And men take jobs that they tend to, the jobs that are a lot more physical. For example, plumbing, or being an ER doctor, or being a welder, right? All these kinds of things. Those are men's jobs, or being a roughneck on a oil rig. You don't find a lot of women doing that. And that's because there are differences, obviously, between men and women, especially with upper body strength, hand grip strength. That's necessary for plumbing and welding and being a roughneck. And, you know, look, there are a thousand reasons why this is the case. But what you and I need to realize is that it's women who will be largely impacted by the first wave of AI job replacements. Now, culturally, this is really important to understand. For women who are single moms or divorced, and they are the sole source of income for their homes or their family, this will, of course, be absolutely devastating. And what's happening with AI job replacements is that your college degree no longer helps you very much. A four-year degree just doesn't cut it, doesn't matter, because AI is at the level of being able to take on a lot of tasks that college graduates can carry out. So what that means is that in order for women to stay employed in this rapidly changing economy, they will need either much higher educational degrees, master's degrees, or PhDs, or they're going to have to transition to labor type of jobs that were traditionally pursued more by men. But it also means that more women will be on the UBIs, or Universal Basic Income handouts, which is a form of government welfare. A lot of women who have college degrees and who had jobs and who were very capable in their jobs, who were fully competent in their jobs, they're going to end up on government welfare. Whereas fewer men will end up on welfare compared to women. So culturally, this is going to harken back to the days of when in family units, the man was the primary breadwinner and the woman tended to stay home and take care of the family. I mean, I'm talking way back in the 60s and 70s here, right? But that kind of situation is going to return in many cases, except, of course, in single mom households or divorce households where this kind of change will be catastrophic. But you're going to see more situations where the man brings home the money and the mom is the stay-at-home, often the administrator of the household and sometimes the orchestrator of the money, the budget setter, and takes on many other critical tasks while the man goes out and earns the income doing a physical job. Now, the reason those physical jobs will be safe for many years to come is because, of course, agentic AI can't do plumbing, and robots that can do plumbing are very far away, many, many years away, maybe 10 years before they can be competent at that. There are many other easier jobs that robots will be able to take over within a few years, such as, let's say, working at an Amazon fulfillment center or restocking products on store shelves at a grocery store at 2 a.m. You know, those kinds of jobs, robots will be able to do those in just a few years. Let's say 3 to 4 years, you're going to see increasing adoption across those jobs. But the really difficult jobs, tackled mostly by men, like plumbing, you know, welding, all these things I mentioned, even to some extent, surgery or being an ER doc, things like that, those are going to be dominated by men, and those will pay well. Those will pay well. So while let's take a traditional household, two kids, mom and dad, right? I know that's not as common as it used to be, but let's just use that as a thought experiment. So the mom is probably going to lose her job because maybe she was head of the customer service department for a corporation. So she gets replaced by AI. The dad, who's got a plumbing business, let's say, he's going to continue to be employed and his income will go up, not down, but up. And why? Why is that? Well, because everybody needs plumbing work, everybody, and there are fewer young people going into the plumbing trades right now because they all thought that if they went to college that they would get a four-year degree and then they would get huge paychecks and they'd be set for life, etc. So there's a lot of younger people with college degrees who think that plumbing is beneath them, and so they never learned how to do plumbing. And that's a trade that takes a while. It takes years to get good at it. And they're just not going to go in that direction. They'd rather collect a UBI than end up unclogging somebody's toilet. And you're going to see many examples of that too, like truck drivers. Now, this is a job that's dominated by men, although there are some women who drive trucks. There will still be a role for humans in truck driving, even though full self-driving will take over a lot of the long-haul highway routes. But where human truck drivers will still be in demand is what we might call the last mile of trucking, or the first mile, that is, going to the customer's destination to pick up a load, which sometimes involves getting on a forklift and, you know, managing the load, the loading of the load through a loading dock. And that task is not automated. It's going to be a long time before that's automated because, you know, it's not homogeneous. Every loading dock is different. Every pallet is different. Every warehouse is different. And then delivering the truckloads, also, it's the same story. So delivering to the end customer, wherever that happens to be, is also not homogenized. Every customer is different. Every destination is different. Every city, the inner city driving, which is very challenging, very difficult to automate. It's not like highway driving. The inner city driving will still be done by humans for a long time to come. And those humans will be extremely well paid. So it's kind of obvious that the key element in all of this, no matter what you do, if you're not already retired, is to begin to move into a role that is very difficult to automate, either physically or mentally, you know, cognitively. That's critical because we're about to go into a self-reinforcing doom loop of job losses, where the job losses that have already happened are causing many companies, small businesses, retailers, online retailers, as well as local, causing them to lay people off. And then with more people laid off, there are fewer people available, you know, to purchase things because they don't have the discretionary income anymore. So that causes a reduction in purchasing, which then leads more companies to layoffs, which causes more people to be unemployed, etc. It's a doom loop. And in this doom loop, you very quickly end up in an economy with much lower discretionary income. And even if people are receiving UBI benefits from the government, it's pretty clear that those UBI benefits are going to be, you know, bare minimum, sort of poverty level UBI. They should just call it Universal Basic Poverty, UBP. Or how about you be broke? You be broke, I be broke, we all be broke. That's the way it's going to be. So not that much discretionary income for those people to spend. And the big spenders will be those who previously had saved, people who already earned a lot of money before the rise of AI, people who already have savings or who already have retirement, you know, those people, yeah, they will be spending on a regular basis, but not the younger workers. So obviously, one of the conclusions from all of this is that obviously a lot of consumers are going to default on a lot of consumer debt, which, as you may recall, is over $18 trillion in the United States alone. And that's home mortgage debt, credit card debt, student loan debt, and auto debt for the most part. So we're going to see a ton of defaults in those areas in the years ahead. And that will naturally spill over into failures of banking institutions or financial institutions, the lenders. You're going to see failures, and then you're going to see bailouts, which will require printing more money, trillions of dollars. And then that money printing will, of course, it will cause more inflation, which will make things even more unaffordable, leading to more financial insolvency, etc. So there's another doom loop. There's kind of multiple doom loops running in parallel here. And I don't know where the bottom is of all this. But I do know a couple of things, and I'll wrap this up. I do know that having gold and silver is a great strategy. And I know that learning new skills to stay up to speed on AI is critically important to stay ahead of the curve so that you don't become obsolete. Of course, if you want to stay up to speed on everything AI, I'm covering it quite a bit because it is the single most profound technology that's going to change our society. It's going to cause real chaos, major disruptions, massive job loss, and ultimately there's an extermination agenda against humanity that's running as well. But as I teach in my podcast, you can also survive all of this, and it's fairly straightforward of how to do that. So this isn't doom, you know, don't think I'm teaching doom here. I mean, not doom for you anyway, not doom for me. We can survive this. We just have to be well informed, and we have to navigate this correctly and try to help as many people as we can get through this. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. You can hear more of my podcast at Brighteon.com and check out our free AI tools at Brighteon.ai. Especially our new book creator tool, as well as our AI engine at brightu.ai, and then censored.news, and we've got vaccineforensics.com as well. So check it all out. You can find all the links at brighteon.ai. Take care.
Unlock the power of organic turmeric root powder for good health that starts with every scoop. It's non-GMO, non-China, gluten-free, and certified organic, because you deserve only the purest. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.